The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Tes Amudaf brings down the concept of Beplukta lo Kamairi. We don't have any machlekesim in our Mishnayos over here, Legabe, the Dinei Arayas that are Patum and Ayibim. And the Gemara Sekasha from Isser Mitzvah, Isser Kedusha, De Pligar, Bekiva Rabbanon. That we find by Isser Kedusha, Bekiva Rabbanon, have a machlekes that's referring to Chavi Lavin. But Chavi Lavin, Chachamim hold that they're Chaletzis lo Misabemis. You can't do Yibim because there is a law, but there isn't in Chalitza because there's no Patur ever min Yibam, but Bekiva is Chalik, and Bekiva holds that they're Patur min Chalitza as well, because he treats Chavi Lavin, Chavi Krisis, Legabe Tvisis Kedushin, and Huadin Legabe Hafka min Yibam. It's like Chavi Krisis, and they're totally Patur from Yibam and from Chalitza. Tysus over here asks his famous Kasha that Lefir Bekiva, just because he holds Chavi Lavin, have a din of Chavi Krisis, Legabe Tvisis Kedushin, but why would that affect the din of Asay Dachal Ezesay? Why don't we say Asay Dachal Ezesay? Let the Asay of Yibam be Deicha the Lav of whatever chayv elavin you have, and once you deichel the lav, there's no isir at all, and that she should be chayletzis umisyabemis. He doesn't understand why the Gemara always assumes that lefi Rabbi Kiva chayv elavin have a din of chayv krisis to be mafkem and ayubim lechayv the asay should be deichel the lois asay. As I fact taisus in the blayb shver. So I saw a beautiful teretz over here from Rabbi Yosef Engel in Galiyoni Hashas to answer this kasha of taisus, and I believe I've seen once in one of the Svarim of Reuven Margolius that he says the same teretz, but I haven't been able to find it as of now, but I think he's Mechav and Rabbi Yosef Engel. And basically, Rabbi Yosef Engel says like this. He says, Yishlam Rabbi Pshitas, Alpi Gemar Lekaman. You can answer this, Alpi Gemar later on in Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that Be'emes, Lechari, you should never be able to say Asidach Al-Asay when it comes to Yibum, because we have a cloud wherever it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, we don't say Asidach Al-Asay. If you could be Mekaim Al-Asay without being Arvan the Lav, then we don't say Asidach Al-Asay. It's only if there's no other way of doing it. So Lechari, every Yibum, it is Efshel Kaim Shneim, because you can just do Chalitza, be Mekaim, it's Chalitza, Pata the Zika that way, you don't have to be Arvan any Lav. So how could you ever say Asidach Al-Asay if it's Efshel B'Chalitza? So the Teretz is Dr. Gemara, because we hold Chalitza b'makom Yibum la mitzvah. Chalitza is not considered a mitzvah b'makom Yibum, even though you could do Chalitza, but that's considered secondary to Yibum. Yibum is l'chatchila, and even according to Abba Shaul, Maker Adin, really Yibum comes first. So Yibum is the Iker mitzvah. When you do Chalitza instead of Yibum, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah in the most ideal fashion. So therefore, that's not considered Efshel Kaim Shneim. Efshel Kaim Shneim is only if everything is equal. You could equally get out of it a different way, but if doing Chalitza Makom Yibum, it's not considered the same level of mitzvah, and therefore we do say Asidach Al-Asay, and we don't say that you should do Chalitza. Mazak the base of Engel, he says, if you look in the Zohar Chadash on Rus, on the Pasuk Ala Ta'uda, it says like this. It says, the Pasuk over there says, Shalaf Ishnalai Venasan Lareos. It's like the Zohar, Shalaf Ishnalai Zu Mitzvah Chalitza. That's referring to Chalitza, Venasan Lareos Zu Mitzvah Yibum. So there's a drasha of chalitza, then a drasha of yibam. Mikan amr Bekiva, mitzvah chalitza kedamas and mitzvah yibam. From here, Bekiva was medayik. The mitzvah chalitza comes before mitzvah yibam. That's akan lashon azar. So what do you see from the zar? You see that Bekiva says clearly that he holds mitzvah chalitza as kaidin the mitzvah yibam. He argues on the stam of the shas over here that holds mitzvah yibam kaidin the mitzvah chalitza. He holds chalitza as kaidin the yibam. It's even a greater mitzvah. So he says Bekiva leshitasei who holds that mitzvah chalitza is kaidin the mitzvah yibam. So then you can never say Asidach Al-Asay by Yibum because it's always Efshel Kaim Shneim. You could do Chalitza. And that's not a problem doing Chalitza. It's not a lesser madrega. Fakir, Chalitza is a bigger mitzvah than Yibum. So if you're Bekiva, for sure, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim with a Chalitza. It's a bigger mitzvah. So if you're Bekiva, you can never say Asidach Al-Asay by Yibum because it's always Efshel B'Chalitza. And that's why, well, if you're Bekiva, we assume the Chavi Lavin are Patim and Achlitzim and Ayubim because they have a din of Chavi Krisis. I, for Taisus, why don't we say the Fir Bekiva? I said Achlitzim, say it's not a license to Shishbakar. It says, Bekiva Lishitasai, he holds that you never say I said Achlitzim by Yubim because Mitzvah Chalitza is Kadim Mitzvah Yubim and it's always Afshel Kaim Shayim. And therefore, you don't say Asidach Al-Asay, say Mashehim Lididan, that we hold the Yibim as Kadim L'Chalitza. Therefore, you technically would be able to say Asidach Al-Asay when it comes to Yibim. My favorite part of the stairs of Rabbi Yosef Engel is the word that he says in the beginning. He says, Yeshleim Rabbi Pshitas, Alpi Gemara Lekaman. He calls this teretz something that is Bipshitas. It's the teretz which is Pashit, even though he's answering Rabbi Kiva, Alpi Zar Chadash, and making him Lishitase. But Al Kapanim, apparently that was Pashitim. That is the beautiful teretz of Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Magalius to the Kasha of Taisus.